My guest at this time is Missouri Republican Congressman Todd Akin. He represents the Show Me State's 2nd Congressional District and sits on the House Budget Committee. He's also a candidate for the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate this year and hopes to defeat incumbent Democrat Claire McCaskill in November should he win that nomination. We want to get his thoughts today on the budget debate, since he's part of the Budget Committee, as well as his reaction to the president's characterization of the House Republican budget. And, sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to join you, Greg, and your fantastic audience.
Well, it's great to have you with us again. And the president mincing few words earlier in the week, saying that this amounts to social Darwinism, that folks would be losing out in all sorts of different areas, from higher education scholarships to Medicare and Medicaid to families with children with disabilities, even less accurate weather forecasts if the Ryan budget were to be enacted down the line. What's your reaction in general to the president suggesting that America would be a less fine place should this budget actually be pursued?
Well, it's really not even credible. In fact, it's about laughable. Did he throw hailstones in there as well? Or
not that I remember.
You know, the thing is, we are facing a predictable, massive economic crisis. Now, sometimes the economy goes bad or we have a recession and people didn't see it coming. This is one that's about as subtle as a train wreck. You can see this thing coming, and what's the president done about it? Well, nothing. You know, the Democrats, the Pelosi, has had no budget during the couple of years she was in charge of the House. The Democrats in the Senate have had no budget, have said they're not going to have any budget. The president presented something which was laughable. It really wasn't about, it wasn't a budget, because there wasn't any way. It was more like a to-do list of stuff you want to spend money on. And so we brought that bill up, the president's budget, in the House. It didn't get one vote, not even from a Democrat. And so Paul Ryan and those of us on the Budget Committee put forward what we thought was a very moderate kind of budget. It was the best we thought we could do politically to try to get some Democrat support for it. And so now the president's calling it, you know, all kinds of names. But, you know, just on the face of it, I like the fact that we've at least made an effort to put a budget out there, and it's passed the House. That's a lot better than what the Democrats have not done. And so I just feel like there's a reason why Americans get so angry at people who keep acting like politicians. You know, the fact is, it's very clear there's a problem, and real leadership is going to act, and they're going to try and avert the crisis. And, you know, the Ryan budget's about truth. It's letting people know there's problems. It's about choices, letting people choose, particularly in terms of health care, and it's about real leadership. And I think that's threatening to the president. So he comes out with this kind of distracting, dithering. I mean, I think he must be embarrassed that his budget didn't even get one vote. It didn't even pass a laugh test.
Congressman, let me get your reaction to something I've heard from a lot of conservatives in the last few days, and that's that there is a confusion on the part of some, and perhaps a deliberate confusion on the part of others, about the difference when different folks talk about the word cuts, as opposed to cuts in actual cuts and cuts in projected increases in spending. How much does that play into this whole debate over what would actually happen?
Well, yeah, there's always confusion in that point. And I've been in the political business for a few years now, and our understanding of the word cuts meant that you wanted to have 15% more in your budget and you got 10%, so that meant you got cut 5. That's only the way a politician would look at it. From my background in the business world, you know, a cut is based on what you had in the previous year. Is it more or less than you had in the previous year? And so that's one of those words you've got to be very careful with the facts before you shoot it around too fast. The position that the federal government's in right now, I think it would be just about impossible to in 1 year do a balanced budget. So the trick is we have got these entitlement programs that are just literally running away, and they're taking more and more money. So what do you do? Well, what we've tried to do is to carefully redesign them on the front end so that as younger people enter the program, the programs will shift. So we protect people who are on a number of programs like Social Security or Medicare or Medicaid, and at the same time redesign the program so that they're financially not going to blow up.
Congressman, the chairman of your committee, Paul Ryan, has basically said he's comfortable with this year's campaign on a national level, essentially being a choice for voters between two different futures, one which is, as he puts it, is more about limited government and allowing people to make their own choices. And he claims that the president is using government as a solution. The president might not quite phrase it that way, but do you see this as a good spot for the party to draw the line in the sand on about where the country ought to head?
Well, yes, absolutely. The fact of the matter is there's a predictable economic crisis. And this budget that we put forward is actually stepping up and trying to deal with that problem. It's telling the truth about the fact that Washington has been lying to the American public, that the numbers don't work, that we're about to destroy our country economically. That's going to cost all kinds of people a lot of suffering. We're trying to get the truth out there. We're trying to give people choices, and we're trying to provide real leadership. And the alternative, it seems to me, and I don't know why, but the Democrats clearly know that there's a massive budget crisis. They are choosing to do nothing about it. Now, why would they do that? I don't know. It's not because they don't know one is coming. But my fear is that they would use that crisis as another excuse to create, centralize more and more power in Washington, D.C., more rules and regulations, more tax revenues coming to D.C. And they seem to be hooked on the idea that the solution to everything is always more power in government and more taxes from the government. And those of us who are conservative, as I am, believe that they're exactly wrong, that Washington is trying to do too much. It needs to be getting out of a lot of different programs it's in, and we need to be doing a good job on the things that are top priorities.
Congressman, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you very much for being with us today.
It's a pleasure joining you, and just very best wishes to all of your audience.
Thank you, sir. Missouri Republican Congressman Todd Akin represents his state's 2nd Congressional District, member of the House Budget Committee, candidate for the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate in the state of Missouri. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.